Reception isn't always the best out here in the bush. But if I miss The Wire, I listen to the podcast.
The Wire. Across Australia, weeknights on Indigenous and Community Radio. And now podcast.
Today, Wangan and Jagalingu traditional owners have blocked access to Yadani Carmichael coal mine, restricting movement to and from the mine site. The blockade comes just a few days after Wangan and Jagalingu representative Adrian Baragaba issued an eviction notice to Adani Australia at their Brisbane office. The eviction notice claims that Adani Australia is committing serious breaches in the way it manages land and community health in the Galilee Basin area. Kate Atkinson has the story.
Anti-coal traditional landowners are trying to evict Adani Australia from occupying land in the Galilee Basin area. Adrian Baragaba represents a group of Wangan and Jagalingu people who oppose the Adani Carmichael coal mine.
On the 20th of August, I went to the Adani head office in Brisbane and served them an eviction notice on several matters relating to legal documents that I've served to them over the past 12 months. And they acquiesced by silence. And they have no legal redress. And so we're evicting them from our country.
The eviction notice claims that Adani Australia is committing serious breaches in the way that it manages land, life and community health in the Galilee Basin area. The Wangan and Jagalingu people consider Adani's actions unlawful under tribal law. Adrian Baragaba delivered the eviction notice at Adani's office in Brisbane, while other traditional owners delivered notices of eviction at the mine site and at Adani's headquarters in Townsville. Despite delivering the eviction notice in person, Adani is yet to respond to Adrian Baragaba.
Well, Adani hasn't responded to us at all. Adani has acquiesced by silence. We've served them several legal documents and they haven't responded and they're now in default.
Today, Wangan and Jagalingu people began a campaign to enforce the eviction notice by blocking the entrance of the Carmichael mine site, restricting Adani and their contractors from accessing the mine. Adrian Baragaba says that Adani are operating without authorisation and have cleared land which is home to many sacred totemic animals.
We're on the public road and we're going to stay here until someone from the Queensland government comes and answers our letter and until someone from Adani comes and answers our eviction notice. And while they acquiesce by silence.
The Wangan and Jagalingu people are planning to continue the protest indefinitely.
We expect to stay here until a police negotiator comes. We've spoken to some of the police already. And they're intending to send a police negotiator.
Coedi McAvoy is Adrian Baragaba's son and was also at the protest outside the Carmichael mine today.
We have given Adani every option to pull out for the last 10 years. Now is the time that we stand and we say, no, you don't get your mine. You don't get our coal. You don't get any of our resources. My demands are simple. Adani, pack up your mine, head back east. We will defend our sovereignty and territorial integrity.
The eviction notice and blockade comes just days after the nearby Jagalingu people welcomed Adani workers to the Carmichael rail network with smoking ceremonies at several cultural sites along the rail corridor. Adani Mining CEO David Boshoff said in a public statement that the ceremonies were an important part of the project to protect cultural sites and serve to further strengthen Adani's and its contractors' relationship with Jagalingu. The Carmichael mine is on Wangan and Jagalingu land, while the mine's railway crosses through the land of the Jagalingu people.
Kate Atkinson ending that report.